Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, we will find these words. Paul writes that his prayer for us is that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all of the fullness of Christ. It is God's desire that the things you hear and read in His Word will come to life and become real in your life and in your day-to-day experience. As you face trials and enemies and difficulties and tests, God's will is that you will come to understand the love of God in a way you never understood it before. Your relationship with God should be richer now than it was a year ago. Knowing God is more than just knowing Scripture. It is one thing to talk about faith. It is another thing to live by faith. It is one thing to talk about love. It is another thing to live in love. It's one thing to talk about godly relationships and marriage. It's another thing to have a godly relationship. The reality is that your enemy will not fight you when you talk about God's word, but once you start living it, all hell breaks loose. The real power of God's word comes to light when we experience it in a very personal way. The Bible said, "The engrafted word of God is implanted and is able to save your souls." The word of God must become a part of your life and your character. One subject that I find challenging to teach today's generations is about the love of God, and along with that, God's forgiveness. It's hard to find a perfect paradigm or metaphor of God's love on a natural level, because all the examples that I can find fall short of what God's love is really like. God told Abraham to offer his son as a sacrifice, but just as he was about to do it, God stopped him and said, "Look over there. I have provided a ram in the bush." Why did God put Abraham through all of that distress and anguish? He wanted Abraham and us to get a little taste of what it's like to offer your only son for something else. God didn't want Abraham's son. He wanted us to know how much he loves us. There are some things that God takes you through so that you can experience what it's like to truly know something firsthand. There are some things that you cannot be taught, stuff that you must go through for yourself. Without the experience, someone can tell you 100 times about something, and you can think it to be true, or you can believe it to be true. But it's only after you have gone through it can you say, "I know it's true." You must know beyond a doubt that the love of God can sustain you anywhere, no matter who you are or where you are. The life of the prophet Hosea and his wife Gomer speaks powerfully about God's love and God's forgiveness. God told Hosea and his wife, "I want you to experience what my love, God's love, is all about." In Hosea chapter 1, verse 2, the Lord spoke to Hosea again and told him to